And the following program paid for and furnished by its producers, hosts, and sponsors. And with that, we say it is time for Giving Matters with your host, Joe Allen.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome to a Monday morning. It's a little spotty weather-wise here in Pomona, but hopefully the summer week that is ahead and the many weeks to come, while we still have this beautiful summertime in Rockland County, will do us well. It's been a weekend where we thought we'd have very, very bad weather, but we really didn't. And yesterday was a remarkable day, one of those not a cloud in the sky days. And well, now we're here, the beginning of the work week. Maybe it's the beginning of your vacation week. I wish it were mine, but it isn't. So onward we press. I'm very happy today to be talking about an institution that's should be very near and dear to all of our hearts, and that's Helen Hayes Hospital. And I'm very proud to have Marcy Kurtz with us today from Helen Hayes. Welcome to Giving Matters, Marcy.
Thank you.
And, you know, there are a number of hospitals in Rockland County, and Helen Hayes is quite different from the others. Maybe our listeners really don't understand what the difference is between Good Samaritan and Nyack Hospital and Helen Hayes. Can you give us a 30,000 foot look at what your hospital is?
I think the major difference is that we are a physical rehabilitation hospital. We're not an acute care hospital as the other two hospitals in the county are. We take patients, are referred to us from those hospitals as well as many other hospitals in Manhattan, in Bergen County, in Westchester County, and they refer their patients after a crisis generally, where now they need some type of physical rehab, whether it be for traumatic brain injury, spinal cord injury, maybe just orthopedic surgery, cardiopulmonary. We're there for all of those different programs. So people coming to us basically require physical rehabilitation. They are able to maintain up to 3 hours of physical rehabilitation each day until they get better. So, you know, we have set specific goals that have to be met, and the patient stays in the hospital until those goals are met.
The other two hospitals in our county, their ownership more on the private side. And what about Helen Hayes?
Helen Hayes, I think many people don't realize this, Joe, is that Helen Hayes is a hospital that's operated by the New York State Department of Health. So basically, we are a state facility, one of a kind in terms of physical rehabilitation. And therefore, we accept patients from every different background and economic level.
It's a double-edged sword, being owned by the New York State, and that is people might think that the coffers are always higher than the others might be, and there's always the state to back up the work that you do, but that's not necessarily true, is it?
No, what's true is that the state covers all of the medically necessary care that's provided. So all of the clinical care, it's operated by the state. We get reviewed by the state. But there are limitations as to what the state can fund. And basically, I'm the executive director of the foundation. The foundation's sole mission is to raise money for programs that would not meet traditional funding. So we, you know, when it's not going to get paid for, but we really think it might be necessary, maybe not for the clinical care, but for the emotional and return to normalcy of life. People come there, and it could be the worst moment in their lives. They just, you know, became debilitated. So we improve them clinically, but we also offer a lot of other things there so that they can become independent and not require assistance and go back to living their life the way they lived their life before within certain guidelines.
You know, I think the most remarkable thing when you take into the context of Helen Hayes not being an acute care hospital, and it being a rehabilitative hospital, is to watch what happens to a patient from the time they enter the facility until the time they go home. Uh, in in so many cases, it's life-changing forever. What happened to them is life-changing on the at first, and now what happens at Helen Hayes is life-changing for the good.
Yeah, I think that one of the best things that I experienced working there and meeting patients come in. Patients come in many times on a gurney, in a wheelchair, and then you see them leaving, whether it be a week later, a month later, 2 months later, many times just walking out independently, many times walking perhaps with crutches or a walker. But in any case, when they got there, they were in the lowest state. And we bring them, I believe, between our clinical care and the staff there, we bring them to the highest level that they're going to be able to maintain. And many people come back later on, and they come back as outpatients and continue the therapy with our incredible physical therapy and occupational therapy staff.
So somebody comes in after, I don't know, a car accident and is compromised in many ways. The hospital that they received acute care from has now said, well, we've gone as far as we can go. Mm-hmm. The fact that you may not be able to walk or may not be able to function is nothing we can do at this point. So they come to Helen Hayes, and it's a rehabilitation hospital. So tell me about how rehabilitation would work at Helen Hayes.
Well, I think the first point is that from your comments, Joe, is that when they leave the acute care hospital or wherever they're coming to us from, they generally have little, I won't say hope, but a little thought that they might really become that other person that's able to do things again. And I think that's probably our biggest asset at Helen Hayes, is that they offer hope to everybody. Anybody that gets admitted there, the doctors, the occupational therapists, the physical therapists, they create a plan and with a goal in mind, and they get whatever the disability is or the ability, they bring that patient to the highest level. And I think that from the moment someone comes into the hospital, and I've had people, patients, former patients, tell me this, they felt their whole life changed again. They came in there with very little thought of what was going to happen to them. They thought that they were, you know, going to be dependent upon people for the rest of their lives. And they are offered this incredible physical therapy, occupational therapy. We have a heated indoor pool. They get swim therapy. They get emotional therapy. We have a behavioral health department as well. So it's literally the whatever brought them there was obviously life-changing. But when they leave, I think they all leave with the idea that I did it, I got it, this is what they expected me to do, I was able to attain it, and I'm now operating at the best level that I can possibly operate.
That's a very good point, and I've seen that firsthand at Helen Hayes Hospital. The patients who come in, and the hospital does what it needs to do and what it can do to make sure that that patient is leaving in the best condition they could be in. Your place will let them reach the maximum they are capable of when they leave. And besides the therapy that goes on in the hospital and the outpatient therapy, you train people for how to handle life on the outside.
Correct.
Tell us about that.
Well, first of all, very first and foremost in my mind is our SMART apartment. The foundation raises money through its golf outings every year, and over a two-year period, we raised money to create a SMART apartment on the campus, which is basically an evaluation tool, an apartment set up with every type of device to help people, whether it be communicative, even or physical abilities, and we bring all of our patients before they go home through here, so they can see what types of reinforcement they might need, what type of equipment they may or may not be able to use or need. And I think that really, it opens people's minds to what the possibilities are. And between that and we've brought in a lot of very high-tech rehabilitative equipment, things that no other hospital has, things that we know have wonderful outcomes. And again, it's not stuff that perhaps the state of New York thinks is medically necessary, but we feel that if we can provide these things and give somebody just that little bit of edge, then it's worth it. It's well worthwhile.
Let's stay on this smart apartment for a moment, if we can. Say for me again, and tell me again the difference between the various levels of capability that your analytical apartment will identify for people and then help them go about their way. I've seen the smart apartment, and there are devices there that you touch. There are the devices there that you talk to. There are devices there that you operate in many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Get a little deeper in that.
So I think the best way to describe that is to kind of take a verbal tour of the smart apartment. We have originally the same area room, although we expanded a little, was used for occupational therapy. So people would go in there and learn how to use their kitchen and learn to use all the appliances again. We redid the entire thing. So you start out in a kitchen that is now geared towards people who are in wheelchairs. We have a lowered kitchen on one side and an average size kitchen on the other. So anyone going through there can operate every single thing in the kitchen, whether it be verbally by giving things commands or just things that are outfitted so that if you're in a wheelchair, you can reach things that you could never reach in a standard height kitchen. So that includes a oven that has a side door entry instead of having to reach in, it opens up, lowered sink, a lowered oven top, even cabinets that lower themselves so that you could put things in and out of them. The hand grips are all made for people who may not have full capability. And that's the lowest level of the devices that are in there. It goes from that to our system called Rosie, who you talk to when you walk in. It picks up your voice all through the apartment. It's all computerized, and it will do tasks for you. Turn on the lights, turn on the TV, lower the shades, turn the heating system on, turn the air conditioning on. That's the communicative part, and that's just one little part of it, because we also, you can operate it from a cell phone, you can operate it from a joystick, you can do everything in the apartment, whether or not you have the capability of reaching or talking, and it's amazing what people can do in there.
I have to tell you, I saw that apartment the first day it opened. Mm-hmm. With a number of other folks in Rockland County, and to watch people be stunned at what the capabilities of that place really, really are, mm-hmm. Just really, it knocks your socks off that somebody can learn to do all of those things. And you realize that just because you're infirmed in one way, it doesn't mean that your life makes a turn downward. It means that you just have to overcome that.
I think that, you know, it's life-changing. It's definitely life-changing, especially for, and there are people that come to get evaluated there that may have left the hospital, you know, months ago or come from another rehab facility, and they come and we give them training and we show them what's available. But I think that probably the most exciting aspect of it is that you may just be able to blink your eyes onto and be staring at a computer screen and operate everything in the apartment. And I think that's, I mean, if you want a wow, that's a real wow, especially for these people that have it.
I mean, there's no doubt that we are on the cusp of some really major changes mm-hmm. in the way technology handles the things that we do. We know technology can both be our friend and our enemy, and what you do truly makes technology a friend of ours. If you'd like to join the conversation with Marcy Kurtz from Helen Hayes Hospital and me, Joe Allen, the number is 845-362-0013. That's 362-0013. One of the things that I noted the times that I've been at the facility is probably the most dedicated staff of any place I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. Can you comment a little on that?
I applaud them the same way that you do. You know, we're a foundation office, and basically we're administrative and we run events. But the real work that's done there is done by our staff. And you could not be prouder of, and when I say our staff, I mean everyone, the doctors, the nurses, the PTs, the OTs. Even the housekeeping, the dietary people, they seem to care as if it's their own house, their own family. People will comment to me that they could not believe how nice and how helpful everybody was and how professional.
You know, every single hospital has staffs that are absolutely dedicated, and we've all experienced that in our lives in one way or another. I mean, the medical community it has among the most incredible people working in it. But there's something that's a little different with a rehabilitative hospital, and the joy that the staff feels when somebody has a success.
Talking about it, last week we had a gentleman come by whose wife was a patient at the hospital, and she did fantastically. And unfortunately, for other reasons, nothing to do with the hospital, nothing to do with the illness that brought her there, she passed away about 8 months ago. And he wanted to come back and give back, and he was having a brick ceremony where they inscribed her name on a brick and on a plaque on our wall. And he came 2 days before because he wanted to go back to some of the staff. These staff members, now he hasn't been there in over a year, came running out to see him, were so happy to see him, and were recounting stories and whatever. And you got the feeling, you understood, it's like a family there, and our staff really cares. They knew, one of the PTs was recounting to me how this particular, his wife came in with the matched pocketbook, and she was always so perfect, and she always tried so hard. She knew the patient, and this is over a year ago. That's our staff. Many of our staff has been working there for over 25 years. They don't want to leave because it's the right place to be.
It's an incredible experience to watch the dedication, and it's no easy thing to be pushing people who really don't want to be pushed today.
Right. I myself was a patient there for a very short time after knee surgery. And I always tell people, if I would have gone home, there was no chance I was going to do 3 hours of therapy. But they nudge you and they tell you, Marcy, I know you can do better. You're going to do this, and you're going to do 15 of these. And I'd say, I'm happy if I do one of these. But they don't give up. And that's the dedication and the difference between the outcomes, I think, of the hospital versus sometimes people who may go home and have, you know, three 45-minute sessions a day, a week, to get training. I would never have done it. I mean, I'm sure there are other people that would, but me, I need to be pushed.
No, I know that to be the case. I'm really the same way, and I've had that in my household as well, where the inpatient was much more involved than trying to do it at home. So we've established the kind of work that Helen Hayes Hospital does and why it's separate and different from the other hospitals in Rockland County. We've also talked about the incredible things that the hospital does to get people back to their highest level. Tell me about some of the things we wouldn't think about, like the adaptive sports programs and things of that sort.
And those very programs are most of the programs that we're supporting from the foundation. We have an incredible adaptive sports program.
What is that?
Okay, we have, and I don't want to say people with disabilities, people with varying abilities can be part of any type of sport, just about any type of sport that's out there. So one of the big ones that they started with was golf ability. So that encouraged people who had used to play golf or maybe never played golf to learn how to play golf, even if they're unable to stand up, if they're wheelchair bound. And it's an entire program. We have specialized equipment set so people can actually play golf, even if they are, as I said, wheelchair bound and unable to lift themselves. That's one minor thing. We also have rock climbing, and we have adaptive water skiing and adaptive snow skiing and softball. And, I mean, you name it, we do it. And these are really competitive people in some cases. We are we're an approved training center for the Paralympics, the Paralympic program. And these people that come to us, whether they came to us as patients or whether they come back because something's happened to them, they are as robust and competitive in every sport. I once watched some of our folks were playing wheelchair rugby, and I couldn't stand the sound of the crashing, and these guys were intensely competitive. So it's just an amazing program that, you know, people will say, I really have no interest in doing that. And then they go and they see. And then all of a sudden, they get involved, and it's a great way to get involved just in what we do.
Ballroom dancing, too.
Yes, the ballroom dancing, we had an event, and it looked like there was one partner who was in a wheelchair and one partner who was not, and it looked like they were floating on air. It was just beautiful, beautiful work that they do.
Wow, that's wonderful to know. Let's take a moment and take a caller right in there. Hello, caller. How are you?
Hi, this is Supervisor Howard Phillips down at Havistra. How are you today?
We're doing very well, and you've got me and you've got Marcy at the same time.
Oh, that's wonderful. I just want to just add and embellish on what you've been saying about Helen Hayes Hospital. I think it's probably the best-kept secret in Rockland County. But recently, my mom, who retired from Helen Hayes Hospital, she was the head nurse on the pediatrics, never thinking that she would be a patient herself, she got very ill during last winter, and she started to get better. They transferred to Helen Hayes Hospital. And I have to tell you, the extraordinary care, not only with the professionals, but the entire staff, everyone, so nice, so kind, going out of the way to assist them to really strengthen not just their body, and the PT was incredible, but their mind as well. I have to say, you have a wonderful staff at Helen Hayes Hospital, but my mother was a nurse at Helen Hayes when it was a long-term facility. She goes back to when there was polio and the iron lung. So for her to have to come back, she really, though, felt as if she was home, and that's how you make people feel. And I also have to compliment, and just want to say to everybody in Rockland County who's listening, if they can help with the annual golf outing, because that is a great cause. It goes back, I've seen the smart room, I've been there, and it is amazing what you can do with people with physical handicaps now to make them really useful in society and really make them feel as though that they are 100% back into life. So I compliment you, and I really want to thank the staff at Helen Hayes Hospital. What a terrific job you're doing. And to Marcy, we just got our grant for the planning stages of our 25 acres, which is the former Helen Hayes property. So we're going to be calling you guys to sit down with the Challenger League to help in the design of that baseball field.
Well, Supervisor, it's not rare that you would read my mind and know what the next thing we're going to talk about is. And you're absolutely right. We want to talk about the golf event coming up. But I know that Marcy and the entire staff there would appreciate your kind words. And you've always been a great friend to the hospital.
And I personally just would like to thank you and your entire staff, because so many of the things that we do, we couldn't do without the support of the town of Havistra. And you know, and I know, and I know all of your internal staff know that we meet on a regular basis, and we know what you're doing, you know what we're doing. And I think that makes the difference for what we can attain in our success. So thank you.
It's a great partnership, and I think that's what the people want in government. They want everybody working together for the best of the community and the people of our country and our state. You guys have a great day. And
you
thanks
too.
Again.
And thank you very much. Do we have another caller? All right, we'll take another caller before we go on. Hello,
yes,
caller.
Hi, I'll try to be brief, but I actually have been a patient there many years ago. I think it was called Havistra Rehabilitation.
New York. It was
ago.
New York. New York Rehabilitation at that time.
New York Rehabilitation, right. But I been there to the prosthetics and orthotics. I have special orthotics made there at Helen Hayes. I've always had, it's a wonderful place. And Howie said it all, so I don't want to repeat it. But I had a question about the smart apartments. First of all, where are they? And second, somebody such who's like, say, in Helen Hayes or something, who has to go home, who doesn't have anybody there really to help, is that something in an existing apartment they could set up temporarily, or is this just a smart apartment?
It's a single apartment, number one, and it really is what, you know, like if you went to a model house, this is a model apartment that is outfitted with from low-level to high-level technology.
Right.
So everybody doesn't need all of that technology, but they may
correct
need help in the bathroom, or they may need help in the kitchen area. So what we do is we bring our patients through there before they go home. Now, is it the unfortunate part, and this goes back to healthcare in general, is that most of the equipment in there is not covered by insurance because they see it as an extra or as preventative. So that's the hardest part. We can bring people, we can show people, right. We can have our physical therapy task actually evaluate the patient and what their needs are. But the hard part comes is getting the funding for the equipment to go home with the patient.
That's always the hardest hurdle.
That's the hardest hurdle, and yeah. We've worked with our state senators, and we've tried to, you know, show them how, in the long run, the state saves money if they don't have to send in a home care assistant because the person's able to do it themselves. So that's still we're working on. I'm hoping, as Joe said, in the future, you know, this is the way of the future. The technology is the way of the future. Hopefully they'll start recognizing it.
Where is this model apartment? Is it in Helen Hayes?
Right. It's in Helen Hayes on the ground floor near our swimming pool, and it's all of the staff has access to it, and they bring the patients directly through it.
And can I say, come and see it?
Call up, ask for the CRT department, and they'll arrange a tour for you.
Okay, great. Okay. Good work, and, you know, again, kudos to Helen Hayes.
Thank you so much for the call.
Bye-bye.
Marcy, Supervisor Phillips brought up the upcoming golf event, and I want to talk about that. Tell me what the golf event is and what it raises money for.
Okay. Each year, this is our seventh annual golf outing, and every year it raises money for some specific programs or general programs at the hospital that would in any other environment would not get paid for. So the Smart Apartment was the result of raising over $300,000 through golf outings and hospital support as well. The hospital provided a lot of the labor, but since then we've also bought a anti-gravity treadmill for somebody who wants to have the feeling and the needs the muscle tone of running, but they can't impact, so it raises the person up so that they're basically running on air. We have a smart balance master, which evaluates people who have balance issues, which something like 75% of the folks that come to the hospital at some time have some type of balance issue. So this figures out what the issue is, and then it provides therapeutic therapies to correct it. We go from low to high, from paying for electric doors for the cafeteria because we were concerned about people in wheelchairs getting smacked by a door when they were going through, right up to, you know, communicative technology.
So, and this year specifically?
This year's outing is going to support our adaptive sports program and a community outreach program. These are things that the people in the hospital, the staff in each department, make a request for a grant each year. And then we try to evaluate which ones is good for the hospital per the administration and which ones we can afford to support. And we've supported both of these for the last 7 years based on the money that we raise at the golf outing.
And if I recall, this golf event is not at some little tiny golf course. Tell me about that.
It's really, to me, the premier golf event, and I have attended other golf events here in the county. We purposely go to Manhattan Woods Golf Club, which is a private golf club, but it's in West Nyack. We always run our events in a Rockland County venue because we feel that those are the people that support us. We need to support them. This event is very high-end. It's people who play golf say they feel like they died and went to heaven after they play this course. Everything is done for you. We have a silent auction, a live auction. They have an incredible breakfast and dinner reception. We have entertainment at the reception and the cocktail party. It's just it's a wonderful, wonderful day that anyone who's been there will tell us afterwards that they wait for this event to come. And this year it's on August 7th. At 9 o'clock in the morning on August 7th at Manhattan Woods.
If somebody wants to play in the event or be a sponsor, what do they do?
Really simply, you can call our office, the foundation office, either way, if you want to play, if you want to sponsor something. We have a lot of different sponsorships available. The phone number there is 845-786-4114 or 4365. You can sign up. You can go online to the Helen Hayes Hospital Foundation.com, and there's a sign-up sheet and an explanation of all of the day's events and everything you need to know about the golf outing.
The facility is such an important facility in Rockland, and like every hospital, it needs the support of the community. And I would urge anybody out there to do the same thing that Supervisor Phillips and our other caller has indicated. You've got to help healthcare where you can. And this hospital is so different from the other hospitals in that it makes people reach their peak. It gets people to as good as they're going to be. And for that, we owe Helen Hayes, we all owe Helen Hayes Hospital, those of us in Rockland County, a great debt. I want to thank you for being here today, Marcy. It's a pleasure to talk about Helen Hayes with you. It's a phenomenal place.
We appreciate it greatly, and we appreciate all the support that we do get from the community. So keep on doing it.
Well, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you've gotten a lot out of this show today. I know I have. Anytime we get a chance to talk about that great facility, it's wonderful. I hope you enjoy your week. And on behalf of Active International, this is Joe Allen saying I will see you again soon on Giving Matters. Have a great month.